أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذرياتنا أمة مسلمة لك وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم
کل انشاء اللہ تعالی
حضور شیر
یاد رکھی جائے گی
ٹمارو انشاء اللہ آئی ول بی لینگ دی فاؤنڈیشن اسٹون آف یور ماسک فار کوائٹ سم ٹائم دے ہیو بین ٹرائنگ ٹو بلڈ اے ماسک بٹ دے ور سم obstacles on the way, as a result of which, despite having the plot of land, the mosque had not been completed. Alhamdulillah that Allah with His grace has removed those obstacles. May Allah reward all those people who had helped in getting permission for this mosque or they were involved in this work in any way. The mosques of Jamaat Ahmadiyya are not counted among those who are built by temporary or time, just for the time being, some passion or some excitement. And they give attention only to the outward beauty of the mosque, rather than looking at its inner and its spiritual context. Our mosques, that is of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, have their beauty and adornment with its worshippers. Those who enter the mosque, who come for worship, they are the one who add to its beauty. The foundations are raised with the prayers which Hazrat Abraham and Hazrat Ishmael alayhim assalam had supplicated in while they were raising the foundations of Kaaba. Ahmadis are not those people who have just a warmth of faith alone, and their hearts are never turned worshippers for years, as says one of the poets. Those who have not accepted promised Messiah and have not believed in him, they don't know what is the warmth of the faith. They only look at the faith and regard it superficially. Little they know what is the warmth of one's faith. Therefore, this honor which you have gained as a result of believing in Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, to continue it and to make it firm, you must keep an eye on your worship and your prayers, and must keep the prayers of Hazrat Abraham and Hazrat Ishmael in view. Only then you will be counted among those who, though are among the latter-day people, but they will join the earlier people. What were the prayers which Hazrat Abraham and Hazrat Ishmael had said at the time of the raising of the foundation of Kaaba? The verses that I have recited, they mention that. And the translation is, and remember the time when Abraham and Ishmael raised the foundations of the house, praying, "Our Lord, accept this from us, for you are all hearing, all knowing. Our Lord, make us submissive to you, and make of our offsprings a people submissive to you, and show us our ways of worship, and turn to us with mercy, for you are oft returning with compassion and merciful, and accept repentance of your worshippers and your servants." Therefore, we also repeat the same prayer by laying the foundation of this mosque, that, O Allah, accept our minor and little sacrifice. We offer this sacrifice, and you yourself have said that you accept prayers. You have knowledge, you are all-knowing, and you know our outward actions and also our inner conditions. You also know our past situations and circumstances, and you also know our future conditions and future situations that will happen. You know our hearts. If there is any crookedness in our actions, please, in our hearts, remove it, please, and to make us worthy of the prayers which Hazrat Abraham and Hazrat Ishmael had said, and make us beneficiary of those prayers. Also, O Lord, as you had accepted the prayers of those two prophets, please accept our supplications also, and the building of this mosque, please accept it, and make out of our offsprings and of our generations always be born who should worship you. O Allah, we who are living in this part of the world, in this region of the world, where there is material worship and their lust has made them blind, O Allah, it should not be so that we are we may flow in this dazzling of material life. And please accept our prayer, and also the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's spiritual son, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the caliphate that you have established immediately after a prophet and following in his way, please do not let us move away from it. May this continue, this blessing of yours for distant generations. May Allah always enable us, O Allah, always enable us that we and our generations and offsprings must always repent and turn to you. And please, always accepting our repentance, showing your compassion, please continue to wrap us in the sheet of your compassion and your mercy, and always make us able that we should there should be among us those who accept, receive this blessing from you and keep attached to the caliphate. So when Ahmadis bowing to Allah and prostrating to it, Ahmadis will take part in the building of the mosque, and with its actions and his worship, he will be adorning these mosques. Then, according to his promises, Allah will also bless them with his rewards and his bounties. And you are also lucky in this respect that you accepted the previous Abraham, and also accepted the prophet about whose advent he had prayed, and Allah has accepted his prayer and had raised a great and holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by believing firmly in him and with his untold prophecies, you also accepted this prophecy that my spiritual son who will be raised later on, accept him even if you had to walk on your knees over glaciers to reach him, and you must go to him and convey my salam. And that promised Messiah and Mahdi, as was promised, was said that he will be raised when mostly the teachings of Islam would have been forgotten, and only Islam will remain only in name. And this great man who will bring back the true teachings of Islam and will implement it again in this world. We are the most fortunate who have accepted this wrestler and of courageous man of Allah, who had to establish the religion again in this world. And if after believing him we will not bring about radical changes in us and will not take our worship to the standard to which the previous people had taken their worship, till then our faith is useless. We are also fortunate that in this time Allah had addressed this promised Messiah with the name of Abraham as well. And this indicates that this second Abraham, in footstep of his master and guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is bringing us near God and to reform us and purify us and also to distribute these spiritual treasures to us. On the condition that we prepare ourselves and make us ready for it. In the Holy Quran, in the previous verses that I had recited, had commanded us to follow the example of Abraham and his station. Let me first explain it in the words of promised Messiah, his relationship with Abraham. He says the verse, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى, points out that when among the Ummah of Muhammad they will split in various sections, then Abraham will be born again. And only that those people will find salvation who will follow and accept this Abraham. As I said, you are the lucky ones who have believed in Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. You are lucky that you have, after accepting the Abraham of this latter-day people, among latter-day people, you have been included and have become those who have attained salvation and deliverance. But you must remember that this faith demands fully to follow the teaching which the prophets bring. The salvation is not achieved only by the word of mouth that you believe in him. Allah does have some rules, and by following them you will find salvation. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to attain this belief and this faith. How have you to attain this standard of faith? In this connection, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى, that you should find the place of worship with the standard of and the station of Abraham. It means to renounce your own desire and to follow Allah's commandments and believe in him and trust him. And which also means that the love of Allah and to renounce your own desires and show this devotion and faithfulness. And this is the true station of Abraham, which is granted to the Ummah of Muhammad as a grace out of their standard. And that one should have devotion to him, faithfulness to him, and to act upon his commandments. Once you will achieve this, this is the one, because of their obedience of his to God's commandments, will take them to the station of Abraham. And whosoever has the heart of Abraham, he will submit to this and follow this station. And this is the station which has been taught to us by promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the station to which every promised Messiah wants to take every Ahmadi. Every Ahmadi heart should develop a love of God, and such a love that compared to that all love should be inferior. Hazrat Abraham, in the love of Allah, had done a great jihad against idolatry. But Allah does not let his loved ones be wasted. And therefore that fire in which they threw Abraham, it could not harm him in any way. And we will have to analyze ourselves. That on one side we want to take share of the blessings of Abraham, and after believing in the Abraham of this time, we want to show our renunciation and abhorrence with all kind of idolatry, and we raise this slogan. For example, there are times of prayer, we let the smaller gods of employment and of laziness come in the way, and we don't want to come out of their clutches. Or we do not make the attempt to come out of them as we ought to. Just to say with the mouth of word of mouth that, O Allah, raise us to the station of status of Abraham, it will have no benefit as long as you do not develop the love in our heart which Abraham had with his God. As long as we will not adopt fully to the commandments of Allah and follow the commandments of Allah, as long as we do not let all our matters rest in the hand of God and leave the false gods, as long as we do not come out of the pride of our family and of our clans, as long as we will be involved in this, that I am Sayyid or Mughal or Pathan or Jat, various races, as long as we do not come out of these thoughts, there is no benefit. As long as we do not make our standard taqwa, fear of God and love for Him, when we will attain all this, only then we can say that we are trying to put our steps towards the station of Abraham, and we can only then say that by putting our step on here, we give all our matters to God. We can only say that we are pleased with the will of God. Only then we can say we are among the devotees and faithful ones. And the covenant that we have done with the Abraham of this time, we are fulfilling it. If we will achieve these stations, standards, or will try to attain these standards, only then we will be counted among the followers of Abraham. If not, then we cannot be the flourishing branches of the tree of the person of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, we will be like a dry branch which no gardener likes, will be cut off and thrown away, because we are not following that station, and we are not standing on the station to which the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been commanded. So, believing in the Abraham of this time, who was the true lover and true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will have to create spiritual changes within us. We will have to develop Abrahamic qualities within our heart, and we will have to make our actions and our worship mold it to that teaching which Allah has commanded us to. With the slogans of unity of God from our mosque, we will have to raise slogans of affection, love and affection, so that we can be called those who stand at the station of Abraham. Otherwise, these covenant of pledge are empty claims. Without setting these standards of worship and these other standards of love and affection and faithfulness, we will be standing on the station on which the other Muslims are standing, who have not believed in promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, whose mosques are apparently appear full with the worshippers, but they raise the slogans of hatred and killing each other. The mullah who controls the pulpit not only shouting abuse to other sects, he says nothing else. Some people who leave those mosques that, oh mullah, we had come to learn Islam, not hearing abuse. So these so-called ulama, or religious priests, in this time when Messiah and Mahdi has come, not believing in him, this is what they had to do. Because this was also a prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in a hadith, which is reported by Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, soon a time shall come that there will be nothing left of Islam except name, nothing will be left of Quran except the words. And those at that time, the mosque will look populated, but they will be deprived of guidance, and their priest will be the worst among creatures under the sun. The unrest will rise from them and will return to them. And you who have believed in promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, you must not walk to that cave where there is total darkness. But by establishing yourself on piety and virtue, you have to fill, you should make the mosque the minarets of good and guidance. There is another hadith where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that who will enter my mosque that he should learn good and learn what is right, he will be the one like fighting in the way of God. But if one will come with another motive, he will come which will not attain what he is after. He will have no benefit from coming to the mosque, because it is not for those who create disturbance and turmoil. So all of us, may each one of us should be entering the mosque that they have to worship one and only God and learn good, and have to act upon what he learns, and also to spread it to others. Our motive should be to win Allah's pleasure, so that we are included among those who attain the reward of jihad. Little things and little displeasure must not deprive us from good. Coming to our mosque should be good for our society and full of blessing, not of suffering. So if everyone will be trying with this motive, then their efforts in the way of Allah, in the view of Allah, will definitely be of fine results. And whereas it will make you to be beneficiary of Allah's graces, then it will also be spreading the love in society and affection in society. The mosques of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, in any case, are to spread good and spread virtue. Therefore, everyone must come to these mosques with the same intention. If someone will come to create disorder and unrest, they will not be able to succeed. However, every Ahmadi should continue to examine his surroundings and his social, so that no mischief can succeed in the mosque. Every Ahmadi should always keep in view the teachings of good and virtue, because this is the only thing which has to spread the true teachings of Islam they have to show the way to those who are misguided. And these mosques do a great work. We have to prove from our actions that our mosques are a sign of peace. They are a surety to bring Allah's creatures to Allah. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, at this time our Jamaat needs mosque a great deal. This is a house of Allah. Whichever house or neighborhood our mosque will be established, you can regard that it will be a foundation is laid for the progress of Jamaat. Where there are no Muslims and you want to gather Muslim, then you should build a mosque and Allah will pull the Muslim to it. But the condition is you should have good motives in building the mosque. It should be built only for the sake of Allah. You should have no personal interest or any mischief in it. Then Allah will bless it. Jamaat will only be victorious in progress when they will tell their people and prove to the people that the mosques are to bring the creatures of Allah to bring to God and to prostrate to Him and not creating disorder and unrest. So the may Allah so destined that the mosque we are going to build should fulfill these objectives. You should understand your responsibilities, and in this region, this mosque will be a reason for progress of Jamaat and should pull the people towards Ahmadiyyat. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the true adornment of the mosque is not with the buildings, but it is connected with the worshippers who worship with sincere intentions. Otherwise, all these mosques are desolate. The mosque of the Holy Prophet ﷺ was very small, and its roof was built with the leaves of palm tree, and it sometimes dripped during rains. At the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the worldly people also had built a mosque which, under the command of Allah, was raised to the ground. Its mosque was called Zarar in the words of Allah because it was creating harm to the people. The command for the mosque is that they should be done for taqwa, the righteousness. May Allah so destine that the foundation of our this mosque be on taqwa, righteousness, and by removing our weaknesses, by begging Allah's forgiveness, and by seeking His help, we should build it, and His fear and humility should develop in our heart, and we should act upon this commandment of Allah, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا, which ends at إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبُ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that after reform, do not create unrest in the world, and you should fear Allah's compassion is near those, approaches those who are good. And therefore, when we will call on Allah with fear in our heart, and we will, if we have any wish, it is that Allah should become pleased with us and make us beneficiary of those bounties and blessings which Allah has mentioned, where He has mentioned the prophets. And may He make us beneficiary of those prayers which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has done for his followers. May He make us establish on those virtues which the promised Messiah has expected from those who follow Him. With Allah's mercy should always wrap us in His sheet of compassion, and we must never be counted among those who create disorder, which has been mentioned in this verse, that they, after guidance, they are misguided. Rather, every of our act should be to gather Allah's mercy, and we should make this prayer of the Holy Prophet a part of our life, that I should seek your shelter and your protection, that I should be commit excess against others, or they are committing excess against me. There are many things which involve man in satanic involvements, and without any surety they start creating starting blames of others. And every Ahmadi must think that he accepting the imam of the time, he has made a covenant by doing such acts or leaving patience or by ill wills or looking down upon others or because of arrogance and pride, is he not breaking that covenant? So if with this thinking you will be examining yourself, each one will be examining of himself, then whereas you will be counted among the those who worship God, you will also be spreading love among the creatures. May Allah enable all of you to do such acts. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam say, remember that our Jamaat is not for the way the worldly people lead their life. Just to say by the word of mouth that you are included in this Jamaat and did not think that the deeds were essential, as unfortunately is the condition of the Muslims. That if you ask them, are you Muslim? They say, Alhamdulillah. But they do not observe prayers and do not act on all the other commandments. I do not say that you should only say by word and do not support it with your actions. This is what Allah does not like. And this was the condition of the world which demanded, and Allah raised me to reform that. Therefore, if anyone who is claiming to be with me and does not act upon this and only thinks that his words are right, he actually is insisting that my appearance was not necessary. So if you want to show from your actions that my appearance is not necessary, then what is the meaning of linking with me? If you want to link with me, you should fulfill the aim which Allah wants. It is to show devotion to God and act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions did. Find out the true aim of the Holy Quran and act upon it in the court of Allah. This is not enough that you should believe in words and do not support it with your deeds. So Allah wants to establish a Jamaat. It cannot live without good deeds. This is the great Jamaat which started at the time of Hazrat Adam. No prophet came on this world who did not give tidings of this time. So value it, and by doing with your deeds you should tell that you are the true Jamaat. And this is the station at which Promised Messiah wants to see us. Then in warning them, he says, all those people who are present here, they must listen to this will attentively, that those who enter this mosque and have a link with me of devotion and faithfulness, it is so that they should have good character and reach to the highest level of righteousness, and they should have no mischief or anything coming near him which is negative. And they must observe prayer 5 times a day. They must not hurt anyone with words. They must not do any evil act. And they must not do any mischief or wickedness. Even they should not think about it. not only that you don't do these evils, you must not even think about them. In short, every type of crimes and sins and evil acts or abuse which you must not do or must not speak of, and all the lusts, and you must save yourself from all this, and they should become the humble servants of God, and you should have no poisonous matter within them, and their principle should be the welfare of whole mankind, and they must fear God, and they should purify their hands and their thoughts and their hearts, and save them from all kind of mistrust, and they should do regular 5 times daily prayer. There is a lack in this respect, and they should not do wickedness or commit excesses or bribery deprive people of their rights or unnecessary support. They must avoid it. They take a side of their own relatives. If there is a complaint in the mosque, they try to back them unnecessarily and try to save their relatives. Or by supporting your relative, they try to complain against the other group. All these things are which the Jamaat must save themselves from. And they must not have bad company. And if it is proved that a man who has association with is not following Allah's commandments, or does not carry out the rights of the people, or is wicked and of evil deeds, you have done of promised Messiah and his caliphs, that it uses abusive words against him and gives false stories about them and want to deceive people, then it will be necessary they should remove this evil from you and avoid this man who is most dangerous. But you should never do not even think of harming anyone among mankind, that become the true advisors, that you are admonishing them and giving them right counsel and wish good for him, and you should remove the evil ones and wicked ones, and they must not have access to your gatherings, nor should they live in your houses in case they make you stumble. So these are the conditions which I have been saying right from the beginning. Every man of our Jamaat must act upon all these wishes, and no one should not be mocking, or you should walk on the earth by good thoughts and good acts and good deeds. There some people have gold gathering and mock at others. And so Promised Messiah says that you should remember that it's not necessary to take revenge of everything. You should always try to forgive people and be humble and control your emotions of anger. And Promised Messiah also says Allah wants that you to make such a body of people that you will be held as an example of virtue for the world. You will make an example and model when you will bring about such a reformation in you that which can be seen by others, and they admit that their model is worth following. So Promised Messiah says, you should remove such a man from you who following evil and is an example of wickedness. The one who is not humble and cannot live with virtue and with all the good morals, he should cannot be with us. Such a man will die as a misfortune. And therefore, you should become true and humble and virtuous, and you will be recognized with your five daily prayers. And if anyone has a seed of evil, he will not be able to remain in us. May Allah enable us to reach the standard on to which Promised Messiah wants to take. May Allah enable us that we should progress His mission so that the standard of Islam is hoisted in the whole world. We must not have any act which Promised Messiah has shown abhorrence. Our every act and every word should be such which should make us beneficiary of the prayer of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم